All right. So we're going to call the meeting to order. My first order of business is to thank the Sankowitzes for allowing us to use this wonderful place. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Guys, there's chairs here. You people have a
choice.
We're going to do quick introductions because we have a lot of items on our agenda. Just to give you a quick rundown, we're going to do introductions, minutes, treasurer's reports, then we have an election for the people, update on the Kingdom Dam, lake quality update, broadband access update, road cleanup, road conditions report, dredging of the causeway, Debbie's going to give a report on that, fish and wildlife report, T-shirts, glasses, bunch of new business. It's a full meeting, so let's keep the introduction short. I'm Jerry Zahavi. I'm president of the Lincoln Pond Association. I have a camp with my wife, Debbie, up along Lincoln Pond Road, overlooking the lake. Let's go around.
Wayne Johnson, Lower Pond Way. My wife, Susan, in the back.
And Debbie with him.
I'm with him. Laura Garrison, Lower Pond Way, next to Wayne. And, and my boyfriend, Mark, in the back.
Mark. Paul Schwartz, Francis Myers Drive, my wife, Jenny.
Jerry Bart, Quinn Brooks.
John Bethany, Lincoln Pond Road.
Dennis Black, Thomas from Quinn Brooks.
Don't introduce yourself to me. Okay.
Beth Lawson.
Eric Lawson. We have a camp north of the Kingdom Dam, north of where the state campsites are.
The spillover campsites.
Wow, those were in there.
Lynn Eggleton Hay, Lower Pond, my daughter Lily, my granddaughter Rowan. I have to leave here in about half hour for Montreal, so I'm just.
Let's take care of the front area and then we'll continue.
Jeff Sankowitz. My wife is handing out the treasurer's report.
It's a teacher. Words I have to school.
It never goes away. Francis
Myers Drive.
Doug and Nicole Spilling. We live down over here by.
Peter Zigarelli, Upper Pond, Francis Myers Drive.
Who has
it? Val Dawson, 92 Twin Brooks.
There you go.
She's with him.
145 Twin Brooks.
Okay.
Randy Roselli, Garrett, and Tommy, and verse 231.
R.J. Potter, Lincoln Pond Road.
The
Sue Johnson
up there
with
Wayne.
Bill and Ann Anderson, 136 Twin Brooks.
Lance and Arlene Ida, 150
Twin Brooks. Anybody else? Okay. All right. We'll go over the minutes from last year's meeting. Debbie, you wanted to do that?
These have been posted online. I don't know if people read them online, or do you want me to read them? What do you want to... I could...
Just hit the highlights.
The highlights. We had a minutes treasurer's report, and he'll be updating you on that. Margaret Bartley came, and he gave us some historical tidbits that are posted on the website, and she had put together a booklet for us, and very fascinating. Then we talked about the lake quality, and there wasn't really a huge change in status, and we'll get an update today. We have an update on the dam reconstruction project, and probably there's not a whole lot of news on that either. Things move, but very slowly.
We're not.
Then we held elections, and the results were whoever's sitting up here. We had started talking about broadband access, and there'll be an update later today, because we had really, they've been going to some meetings, but we kind of have made a little bit of progress. Again, it's slow, but we're actually in talks with the town about that and some possible grants. So I think we took a step forward this year on that, which means people could actually be here more and work. You know, mm-hmm. You could, yeah, cut those. On road cleanup, we had always a nice group of people that turned out to help us with that, and we'll be announcing the one this year. We did the garage sale last year in town. We made about 82 to go to the hospital, but this year we just didn't feel we had, you know, based on what we had for last year, there wasn't enough to do another one on the upcoming Econ days. Wayne, as usual, we go over the road reports, and things were pretty good last year, and they'll update you this year. T-shirts, again, these are all items that come up every year. That's been expanded, and Judy will be doing a report on that, where we are now. Fish and wildlife, you know, we had mergansers, loons, a four-pound perch won the fishing tournament last year.
4 pounds.
Yeah, that was what was said at the meeting last year. So we'll see this year. It's coming up. It might be worth somebody getting your kids out there. And then there was some discussion about possibly getting a delivery box for Lower Pond Way. Twin Brooks, I think, is the one that has it now, right?
Yeah, yes.
And that's been working out okay?
Yeah.
But, okay. And then basically that was it. So if somebody can...
Move to accept.
Second.
Oh, thanks.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstention? All right. Okay. Treasurer's report. Jeff.
Oh. We're in pretty good shape. If you've got it in front of you, if you look at the back page, you can see how our finances have changed over the years. The primary reason we're in good shape now is there's two reasons. One is Jerry was able to get the town to contribute half of the cost of the what we call the C-SLAP fees. That's the fee that we pay to do the leg testing. Wayne does the testing for our leg. A couple of years ago, they agreed to pay half. And then last year, we were rotated out of the C-SLAP program by the program itself because they have too many legs that they want to participate. So they're now sort of rotating some of the legs out periodically. We're back in it this year. So those are the two reasons. Otherwise, our dues would pretty much cover the C-SLAP fees and the membership in the New York Federation of Leg Associations. It really is sort of the umbrella that does the C-SLAP. So, I mean, we're in good shape. We've improved over the years. Partly because more people have paid. I've been trying to get letters out or emails out when I can. I've been remiss this year. And right now we have 3,357. Right now we have 3,202.90 funds on hand. As of the end of the fiscal year, which was December 31st, we had 3,357.11. So that's sort of my report.
Okay. Any questions?
Nice job getting the funding.
That's a major factor in us being able to build up a little savings because our dues are then Judy's
sales.
Judy's sales.
Yes, here. Big entrepreneur.
Yeah, I'm on it, right? Yeah.
Some of this money, the surplus, will allow us to do the picnic, which we'll talk about later. Elections are up now. We decided to put it earlier in the meeting to get that out of the way. We have three people coming up for election, two board members, Judy and Laura, Judy Schwartz and Laura Garrison, and our treasurer is coming up for re-election. These are two-year terms, and they've expressed interest in running again. Is there anyone else interested in running for either a board member or a treasurer? No?
I move that the secretary cast one ballot in favor of the slate on behalf of the association.
I'll
send
that.
Okay.
And I'm Eric Lawson.
So we have a vote. All in favor of unanimous. All in favor of electing these three individuals, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
Well done.
Unanimous campaign.
Woo, wow.
Campaign.
In the future, if you are interested in running for any position, just, you know, send an email to the Lincoln Pond Association. We'll put it on the agenda. We'll add you to, and we'll have an election. We have not a real election. Okay. Kingdom Dam Reconstruction Project update. Wayne, you've been on it recently, so why don't you talk about it?
I haven't heard anything recent, but last I heard, which I think is in the website, they're hiring an engineering firm. They were remiss in getting things going for some reason. It's a state agency. So they hired an engineering firm that's supposed to be designing the repair, and I guess the repair will be next year.
Not this fall, next
fall. Fall 2015.
I think so.
Yeah, that's the last that we heard. And they sounded firm on that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they have the money, but it's a matter of, you know, getting the engineering done and hiring the contractors, because they have to go through the process of bids and all that.
Yeah. That engineer is working on a dam right now up north, so when he gets done with that dam, I guess that he's coming here. I have a friend that works Atlantic Testing, and he's working with that engineer. So this is the next stop for him.
They're working on design.
Yeah.
Who's the company?
That's somewhere out of Albany,
yeah.
The engineer.
Not up here.
Well, the good news is it will get done.
Yes,
absolutely. And the dam did survive Irene, so that was a good sign.
Well, the water's high right now, so it's been.
And another test.
It's over now.
Nothing compared to Irene. I mean,
Irene
was within 2 or 3 inches.
Yeah, we were monitoring it after Irene. I was taking photos for DEC and sending them down there, and it didn't seem like there were any new leaks from the photos.
We held probably 3 or 4 inches right now for the last month that we've never held. So it's still higher than normal right now.
Mm-hmm. Jerry? Jerry?
Yes.
Is the causeway included in the design?
No, it's not included in the design, but we may be
talked to someone yesterday a little bit about this, and that the fund that's doing the dam is really specific to that. And if they do the causeway at the same time, it would have to come out of different funds.
When you say do the causeway, can you explain that?
Well, that would be... clean it out, you know, and it would have to be... Obviously, they'd have to look at the impact on the fishing, all that stuff. It's like a 6-month permit process. And, you know, you would want them to be looking at how it affects both parts of the pond. You know, if our end is filling in, that's not good. But you don't want to mess up everything either. So, they'd have to look at that. But the gentleman that is a DEC waiver contact for the campsite said that if we sent him a letter, he could push trying to get them to look at it, since when they're doing the project, it might be a good time if they're going to do anything to do it. He said generally they don't do that ever unless it's almost completely clogged.
You're talking about dredging the...
You know, when you come
down,
through
the
culvert, and then, you know, I don't know what they would need to do around it, if they would or not, but at least cleaning out. And we're going to go, like, take pictures, because he clearly...
taking specific measures, sending them to DEC.
And we'll tell them how much is filled in, you know, so they get that idea.
Is there a bottom on that culvert, or is it...
Yes. Yes. So we're going to find out exactly how much is filled in.
Brought this up 2 years ago. I'm sorry. I've been last 2 meetings. My son is in the Marines, been deployed last 2 times, so we were not available. But I think Hurricane Irene really sort of made a statement on this lake. Upper pond rose probably 4 or 5 feet, and lower pond rose about a foot, foot and a half.
They both came up 3 feet.
Going by the pictures I took right along on that causeway and where the debris level was, upper pond rose 4 or 5 feet and almost reached the road.
It did reach the road. So those who were here when it happened.
So it was on the road. And Lower Pond, none of those effects.
All right.
Going by the...
In any event,
if you look at the Upper Pond side, and really, this is one lake. That's an artificial road, okay, that happens to be across it. And it is damming Upper Pond up. There's no question about it. It's silting in. I've been here 26 years. I've seen my beachfront area slowly rise and rise and rise with more muck because it's just not flowing out. It's not evacuating. And if you don't, if you kill the headwaters, and we are the headwaters Upper Pond, you're going to kill the lake eventually. It's going to happen. So you have to have a little more free flow and natural flushing and evacuating of this lake. You too on Lower Pond will silt up because you don't have that kind of flow. Then you're going to silt up on Lower Pond too because you need that evacuation. And if you block it like you are here, and this is like a second dam with just a little pea shooter of an opening. And if you come up here in the winter, it never, ever freezes over there. Even as cold as it was this winter, it didn't freeze because flowing water will not freeze. I dare say if that road wasn't there, the entire pond would have been frozen. But because you have that little bottleneck there, it creates a blockage. So my feeling is that, and if you go back way back in history in this lake, there originally was a formal bridge across this span, and then they eventually just cheapened out and they filled it in, brought tailings in from Mineville and filled it in. So at some point, you need to address this, have a deeper, wider opening to allow this kind of flow. Mm-hmm. It just has to happen.
Well, that would, right now our immediate concern is to examine whether we can clean up.
Right. We'll go back in.
Yeah. We can address the longer term. There's so many players involved in that, and what you're suggesting.
But even dredging it.
Yeah.
Hey, just since we already brought this up, we don't need to revisit it later. Is that something, the consensus of the group that we should pursue that? Because then I will write the gentleman I spoke with, I can write the letter and tell him that we met and that was what we wanted. We want them to look at that, the immediate and also the longer term. Since they're going to be working on it, they might as well.
One reason they're not working on the causeway, I believe, is because they changed the way they're going to repair the dam and raise the copper dam, so they won't be lowering the lake when they do the repairs, and that for that reason they don't have to worry about protecting the causeway. My concern when they're going to lower the lake 4 feet was the water running through the causeway would have scour, and they would need to maybe put some sheet piling or something there to fix that. But now they don't have that issue, and they can ignore the causeway and just do the dam. I think it's easier for them to maintain flow over the dam while they're repairing it by keeping the lake at that elevation.
Okay. So we'll move forward on.
Appreciate it.
Is that the consensus here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you have to open up the issues, no matter how minute it is.
I think the question is, can we tell them we think they should expand the size of that opening as well?
Mm-hmm.
So I think you can just go in there and start throwing rocks, let the current take it. I do that with culverts at Cold Brook. I get in the creek and I throw rocks and get them out of the way and let the culvert flow.
That they come down and be exploring the bigger question of the lake filling, and that maybe they can address it. It would definitely be separate funds, so that doesn't make it feel like because the ones for the dam are locked into just that.
Okay.
That's probably why they're doing it.
Mess up that.
Pardon?
Let's not mess up that by complicating it with the causeway.
It won't. It would be separate. And this gentleman understood that, but said, it is a good time to push it. And, from the standpoint of the campsite, they also have a stake in keeping that healthy. So.
And related to the Kingdom Dam reconstruction, I think this lake quality C/reports, anything to add on that?
I started testing 3 weeks ago? No, six, maybe 4 weeks ago now. I did one with, because then I was away, Doug did one, and then I did another one last week. And, you know, that's it for this year. The report from last year, I think, is available. If you go into NYSFOLA, NYSFOLA.org, and look up CSLAP, you can find Lincoln Pond in there. And
we'll put a link on the website.
Correct. I think he's got a link in our website now. So you should be able to look it up. Didn't change much last year. This year, the water's very dark. I don't know what happened, if you have extra flow coming in from one of the streams, or if it's because the weeds aren't quite as high as they have been in the past, or what, but the water's pretty dark right now. But hopefully it'll settle down and clean up.
So do your survey, real quick survey. Wayne's saying that the milfoil is not as high.
I agree.
Does everybody agree with that?
I agree.
I had trouble finding it.
Yeah, mine is gone, and I think that is a... The only thing I think is that this year, again, the ice was probably frozen so deep on the lake.
That it killed more at all. It, yeah.
Which goes back to when, years ago, when I was first up here, the year 26 years, they used to actually lower the dam after Labor Day on purpose, 3-4 feet. And I think when milfoil gets frozen or is desiccated by dryness, it dies. And I think it's an example. I almost have no milfoil in front of my place this year. And I drove around the lake. I noticed it was way down.
You kind of what I think of milfoil moss, you know, come in the last 3 or 4 years. I wasn't here for that this year, but they're little white moths, and they just fly in swarms all around the shoreline. They're the ones that lay the eggs.
You think they're left over from
that? Between that and the ice and the freeze, I did a number on the milfoil, but now the curly pond weed is pretty thick in the middle of the lower pond.
I kind of thought that the bladderwort, the one that looks like a bale of hay, was what was killing milfoil.
That just sits on top of it.
It seems, but that seems to be its own nuisance.
Yeah.
Is that an invasive species? Is that an invasive species as well?
I don't think it's an invasive.
You don't think so? Well. It's the curly leaf pond weed. That's not invasive, is it?
No.
This one, I don't think. No.
But I would say if the DUC could purposely lower the pond again, that would be nice.
They're not going to even have a gate control once they repair the dam. It's going to be all just water control.
Is it a river?
Yeah, the coaches, they want to use the maintenance on it. So it's going to be a lead around there. So that it's, once the dam's in place, then it's all little thing.
And we're going to maintain what?
There's no gate.
So we don't have a final plan yet, so we don't know.
So that's what's being proposed. Yeah. So we're still in the list design, but still.
This might be the last year that we see them actually lower the lake in the fall.
All right.
Like one thing to lose it.
The next topic is broadband access, and we are going to have to present that. All right. So, good morning. Doug Spilling, Lord Conway. So, we're a year-round resident, and so that this can keep deep to the folks that, you know, want to stay up here longer or whatnot. So, one, I got to thank you very much for responding to the surveys we put out. So, just to really quick, I'll give you the feedback we got, and then let me tell you the story how we got to this point. 92% of you want broadband. And excuse my French, so little people put your ears up. There was one, hell no, I don't want this. That's the reason why I come up here. I don't want to connect it.
But their kids want it.
So I respect that stance.
So don't.
But it was great. So the reasons, so 92% for, 7.6 said no, of the 35 respondents we got. The reasons for having broadband, mainly the number one reason was for work. They want to come up here, stay a little longer, so you can play a little hooky but still get connected. Number two reason was pleasure. Hey, I just want to see what's going on. And number three was school and shopping, on par with each other, 33%. The way you're getting broadband to, yes?
How about the grandchildren wanting to come up?
Yeah, exactly. Basically the lure, right? The fishing for family. the way you're getting connected today, and this is how we do it, is 30% is doing satellite. The downside to that is you have a cap, so we only get 10 gigs per month. And my family got a new record. We blew our cap within 3 days. that's just next to useless. 7.6% have cell, so those folks that hang on to death nearly die actually can get on. And this is interesting, 50% have DSL. Who has DSL? All right, maybe from home, but there's still DSL. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So what happened was Jerry and I had gone to the conference up here, Forever Wired. It was sponsored by Clarkson, so they've been putting on a conference. They got this whole thing going enough where now it's standing on its own. So now there's a big community. They call it, you know, the first miler. Those are the backbone of the internet. Then you have the mid-milers that kind of branch out. And then the last milers are the ones that bring it to your home. So we went there, we were able to network, and Jerry actually stood up and gave a very heartfelt, we're like a third world country, we have no connection. And at the end, we got a whole bunch of people coming over to our table, they were empathetic to our plight. So from there we bonded, and since then we corresponded with the guy. He's out of Thurman, and he did he's doing some kind of bleeding edge use of the technology. So as television, you know, just the broadcasting has gone away, and it's gone to cable and other means of receiving it. There's now vacancy on that network, so it's called white space. So what they're able to do is use that to then shoot internet through that. And the nice part of that is it can go through trees and it can get back to the woods. So this guy Fred, they put up a pilot at Thurman. It was publicly funded, and they've gotten really good results. So the cost is actually down, but what he does is he does a combination of microwave, which is line of sight, and this white space, and he can shoot it up here. And that's how that was the catalyst to get going. So we started to talk to Fred. We were like, oh my gosh, there's another option out there, instead of waiting for these cable folks to kind of get their act together. And we went to, at the time, Maggie Bartley, who was the super town supervisor. She connected us up to the county level. Mascarenhas. He is at the county level, and he was able to get a project funded over in Jay and All Sable Park. So their cost right now is over $600,000. They're putting this in. Charter Cable is running fiber throughout the park there for Jay and All Sable. You also know of Keen, who was able to do this. It was a private group that kind of got public and government funding, and they were able to do this for about $275,000. So the thought is, you know, let's see if we can get this going. So we got a veteran who was able to kind of go through the waters and figure out the funding for this. We've got a mid-miler who's willing to help and coach us through this project. So the thought is, let's use Lincoln Pond, a very galvanized, focused community who wants this. Let's use this as a pilot, but look at how we get connected, how we get funded, and see if we can then reuse that throughout Elizabethtown, Willsboro. So the thought is, we get what we want, we're the pilot, but yet other communities can kind of benefit from the work that we're doing. Mm-hmm. So we're well connected, we're sitting there, we're meeting with them regularly. Lately, I thought we were stalled out. We didn't hear anything. So just yesterday, we had a meeting. What ended up happening is Charter, we had some connections there, and things looked pretty good. But Comcast is now merging with both Time Warner and Charter. So we know what happens with a merger. Everybody's just now jockeying for position. No work gets done. So they're probably about a year out before they think of anything. Plus, the work they're doing over in Jay, Charter's doing that, this public-funded job, they have to, you know, they want to go in, they want to get paid, they want to make a profit, they want to get in, they want to get out, and just start making money. What's happening is the government is saying, well, no, you can't just put it in. You've got to go and look for minority businesses or women-owned businesses, make sure you have an even thing. So it's adding all this cost. So Charter's unhappy with doing this thing. They don't like it. So what came out of this last meeting, which was actually a nice thing, is we've got a nice diverse approach. So we're still going to wait for the fiber, you know, the tried and true, you get connected, and that's going to be nice and easy. But what we're thinking is, from Irene, the county started this public safety network on the towers. So they now are putting in towers in key areas. Belfry is one, there's one in Essex, there's one in Willsboro. And we could potentially run a T1 line right off the backbone, right up to the tower. From the tower, we can do a series of microwave hops. And then the thought is, right off of the causeway, would be kind of our distribution place. So this guy, Fred, who did the thing in Thurman, where do we have line of sight to the camps? We could do a microwave receiver. So you would just sit there and you would get your internet. And then for those folks who are kind of tucked around, we'd have to use the white space. So what we're doing now, if the charter ever decides to, I mean, it's literally 3-4 miles down the road this way, and shock treatment playing out this way, we're just stuck in this black zone. We are literally, we're in Afghanistan. So if they ever decide to connect it, now that it's one Comcast, we could then get our fiber and everything's cool. But otherwise, we have now an option, is what it is. So the thought is, within 2 weeks, Fred says he's going to get kind of a straw man plan together. We're going to get the stakeholders, so we're going to reach out to Willsboro, so the county's kind of facilitating this, Willsboro, Essex, and some of those towns with those other towers, and then propose this concept where we have waiting for cable, but we've got this other type, and then you also have hotspots with cell towers and all that other stuff. So if that gets the green lighted, then we start looking for funding to put that in place. And then the nice part of this is that the municipality would own this. So therefore, instead of going after those high-value targets, it's now going to be across the board, and we'd be looking at what you get as a consumer, and everybody will be served versus just the people that are conveniently close getting paid. As Dennis actually was nice enough to... what's great, and I, please, if you guys have an opportunity or know people that are connected, Mitch Kaufman, who's kind of doing the subletting down there, he's well-connected, let me know. The more connections, the more network we have, the more influence we have, the better. But he was great to kind of give me this background. And then just talking with them, what we found here is consistent with what was happening in the state. So our thought is, shovel-ready project. We've defined what the cost is. We know what we want to do. We have the plan. As soon as Cuomo releases, he's got about, what is it, $25 million? Yeah, $25 million kind of in there going through. Once that's released, we can jump on that and then start putting our project in, and hopefully that'll get funded. That'll be the venture capital, if you will, to get it going. And then the county and these municipalities would be the ones that kind of run this and keep it going. Does that make sense? In terms of speed-wise, you're looking at, you know, top speed. You can stream video. You can use VoIP technology for your phones. You can do all that stuff. So the speed-wise, you're not going to have any slowness compared to other places.
It won't be metered.
And it won't be, that's the big thing, we keep saying metered. Again, 3 days is not long for 10 days, so it won't be metered. And then also, when we talk to Fred and you look at the consumer package, you know, he's even thinking about seasonal type stuff, so you kind of buy as you go, or you could just pay for things. So, you know, we were asking about that. So, yes?
Do you think by like next summer or 2 years from now, or what do you think?
I would say on the outside, I mean, hopefully the plan gets kind of locked in within this year, but again, we've been trying for this for about 4 or 5 years. But things look good now. That you know, even the landscape, I think everybody's getting excited about it. Good. Optimistically, probably 2 years. Fred's engaged. We're these timelines, of, we're not letting him out of the meeting without the next thing planned. Keep them accountable. But hopefully
we're
there.
We're talking with the two people who write the grants for the county. That's our meetings are with Mike and Deputy County Manager.
Garrett.
So Garrett as well, and they write the grant. So.
And they're really good in the sense of Garrett was creative, and DEC has, what do they call it, green
plan fund? Money that could be used to do the
plan.
They're
looking at creative ways to tapping this into all these other things. Is how do we get funding and the methodology around that? And he was throwing it in there as an option. They're excited about the project because it's green. It's promoting knowledge workers here versus kind of digging stuff up in this beautiful land we live on. So they're really looking at it. And then the other parts are if we can start to, one, like we did this culture survey to get your feedback, but also get businesses, the school, talk to the superintendent about, you know, now that the school's wired, the students are out here. We, you know, in order to really kind of use that, you need people at home to be able to get online. So if we can start really tying all these systems together and getting that, you know, grassroots momentum going, we have a good shot.
Doug? Cell tower on the backside.
Yes.
That's been approved by eight. Oh, you got it.
Yeah. Right. That's what I was going to say that right after.
You know, anyone who have a hotspot, hopefully it's going to be angled this way.
Right.
That's going to help a lot.
Absolutely.
My wife, I'm retired, so my wife has to, she's
We have Usenet, and we don't like it, but what we got to
so
do.
So you used to buy tokens when you go over your...
Yes.
Yeah. But unlimited tokens.
Will that be an AT&T Verizon?
Verizon. 85-foot Verizon power.
Doug, from reading newspaper accounts, it sounds like the state legislature is going to insist before they approve the merger that that upstate New York
gets served.
I hope. See, that's the only way I think Charter Comcast would kind of pay attention. Yeah, absolutely right. Yeah. If you get a government entity getting in there pushing it. Yeah.
And we think their contract comes up next year? Because that's another avenue we're going to pursue. Is pushing the county to say, you know, you need to service this area. You know, because obviously they have a lock, and now it's even worse because Time Warner, it used to be at least Time Warner and the other, and it's just going to be the one company. So
if we're not moving forward, you're going to get a note from me saying, encouraging you to write immediately, challenging the franchise unless they start servicing areas of the town.
I'm marching on Washington. In closing, is again, if you hear anything, let us know. We're going to try to be your liaisons, all this stuff. If you have any connections, let us know so we can reach out and talk to them. The bottom line is it's moving along. Oh, sorry, Francie.
What's like the cost? Does this seem like a cost a year, monthly, or can you get in and out of it like 6 months if you're not here? Or?
Yeah, so that's when we talked to Fred, who probably would kind of take on managing the mid-mile would be your kind of last mile too. They said that there were seasonal opportunities, so you pay, you know, on only 4 months out of the year, or you could pay for the full year. So he was pretty flexible on that. In terms of cost, we might see kind of a higher cost in the beginning. If we're a pilot, we may kind of have to, you know, be even up to maybe $100, and then it could, who knows? You don't think so?
We're paying $140, so it's...
Right. I'm saying you've probably got to buy an antenna. You got to buy hardware, just like going out to HughesNet, or you got to buy the stuff, and then you got to buy the service, and then we'll start to even out as they get more. Then the cost would come down, maybe, but you know it could be up to that. But let's see. That's what I'm thinking. But you know that's what we're paying now. You know, slowly they get you in low.
Oh, $39.95.
Yeah.
And then within 6 months, if you don't pay attention, you're up at the $120. You know, how did that happen? Mm. So. Let us know. We'll keep you abreast of what's going on. And then, like Jerry said, there may be a need for your voice again in certain areas. So if we can stay galvanized, stay mobile as a community, I think that's the biggest thing.
How about demand at the campsite?
So the campsite, they're trying to revamp. So they've been saying, hey, we're trying to be more of a family-friendly type of stuff. They don't have any coverage right now. Mm-hmm. We're starting to see engagement from them a little bit, so saying, hey, it would be good for us. So with that, we're trying to pull them into it. The other great thing, again, that Jerry and Debbie are doing is staying connected with local government. So before this, Maggie Bartley was engaged. They've been connected with Noel. So Noel's supportive of this. We don't have Maggie came to every broadband meeting. Noel's like, tell me what you need from me. So there's a little difference in it, but we had the support there. So to your point, any kind of other grouping, school, businesses, the campsite, we need to keep them in there. So if you know them or talk to them, talk it up, and let us know so we can follow up with it too. Great point. Anything else? Questions? Comments? Anecdotes?
Thank you. Right. Thank you very much.
All right, this is kind of fun.
And just to follow up on the Verizon Power was approved and will be built on the part on the south side of the lake up at that little rise. And it'll be, about a half a mile from the lake? I forgot the but it's going to be 85 feet. There'll be a service building next to it, and they'll be improving the road access on it.
It comes in from Tracy Road, I think.
Yeah, we wrote a letter of concern listing about 8 or 9 things we'd like to see if they're going to put it in, and I think they followed pretty much. We weren't sure about the sound generation and whether there would be any lights flashing so that, you know. But they are going to do it as a Frankenpine.
I'll think it is. Yeah. I can't tell the difference.
So
and with the background and the hills behind it won't show.
Are they
going to
put a
Verizon
tower over here, too,
where
the one that's on Simon's Hill?
That I don't know. The only thing that went forward to APA and DC were the 85-foot tower.
Have you gotten something about over here?
Well, my phone, when it rains, my phone at my house doesn't work, so the guys came they know it's the bad wiring coming up through the rock cuts there. Over where the swamp is down there, mm-hmm. the plastic bag over the thing, that's the phone lines. Well, anyways, they said that they're going to put a tower, too, over there on Simon's Hill. There's already a tower there, but they don't, Verizon doesn't, supposed to have access to that.
Well, Simon's Hill, everybody stops there. I mean, there's good reception from AT&T. I don't know what other services.
AT&T and T-Mobile.
T-Mobile. So that must be coming from Bellstream.
Yes, well, Verizon's supposed to be on there, too.
Well, Verizon actually services that tower.
Yeah. That's what the guys told me, and they're supposed to put something there. Yeah.
So that'll be put in. And
the one here is going in as part of getting the Northway service, because that stretch is the one stretch left. So, you know, that's the primary goal, but we can hopefully benefit, too.
And I suspect this is a 4G service tower that they're putting in.
Here. Line of sight. So
where's the tower supposed to be now?
On the south side of the, beyond the south side of the lake, close to the Northway.
Okay, so south is that way.
Sorry, where am I?
Upper Pond.
That's west. You're looking at the end of Upper Pond.
The southern part of Upper Pond.
The inlet is west. Mm-hmm. North is, from my camp, is the direction of the light in the campsite.
So the southwest.
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 I said the southern part of it.
North over there.
Go to the website. There's a map with the approximate location of the tower right on the website. That I stole from Google.
Is that line of sight, Jerry?
I mean, if that's
line of sight?
Is it a line of sight?
It could bounce off there.
I don't know. I don't use cell phones very much.
If it's a 4G tower, you can get really decent broadband off.
Yeah, you can.
You know, it's just a matter, we'll have to find out when it's up. Who gets it? Because obviously you may, and the one next door to you may not.
Jerry, what's the construction date on that? I don't know how quickly Verizon builds towers. I know is that it was approved.
All the approvals
are done. The revised version was approved. They have to lower the tower a bit. They were going above 90 something feet.
My daughter-in-law works for the engineering firm doing the phase one, and they've done 7 so far in a couple of different locations. And you know, like it sounds like finally they got it. They got the final.
How long does it take to do a tower?
Well, after the phase one, that's all political. I don't know. But she's done 7 phase ones on this site, so.
Wow.
Or on this tower.
Oh, the one for here?
Yeah. They sent people up from Newburgh to.
Mm-hmm. So you'll have other options. Pretty soon. Road clean update, just an announcement. The road clean update was set for July 20th. We're starting early in the morning to give you most of the day.
It's Sunday.
That's, 9 a.m. Right at the end of this road.
What is Lower
Pond Road. And we'll be providing the bags, and you just provide labor.
Somebody might want to bring a rake this year because of all the fireworks.
Yeah, we started cleaning.
There was a lot of fireworks on the causeway.
There was a lot of fireworks on the causeway.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was amazing.
I went to bed before that, I guess.
You said
it! Oh, man, we had 3 people here, man.
You got the perfect spot.
I know! You got the primo spot.
You can see everything.
Oh, it's great. I missed it all together.
Too much money for you.
I might as well stick this in. Didn't have it earlier. The radar sentry that we were requested that was supposed to go in early this month, but I guess the sheriff and the town revised the plans, and they're just monitoring this section of the lake. There is a hidden radar trap somewhere here that I was told was putting in, and there's more of a presence. The sheriff's, you might see more sheriff cars or something.
And then
they were going to put in the sentry. So they haven't put it in yet, but we're going to be, I just sent an email reminding them I want to know when you're putting that in so I can tell the membership. I haven't gotten a response yet. But if we have to, it's only $400 and I can get one of those. Maybe we can afford to put our own if they don't.
If long as I can write the tickets.
Well, that'd be...
are down in Middletown, and we were having a drink, and somebody asked him, well, if I'm going 72 in a 65 zone, will I get it? Will you get me a ticket? He says, if it's the end of the month, I will.
So has anyone down here seen, like, any police presence or anything?
No.
Because I'm a little skeptical.
Yesterday,
really
they stopped somebody that was coming through here crazy.
Okay.
The state troopers. I saw the sheriffs last night go through. Okay. They're going just as fast as the speeders.
Yeah.
So we had the ambulance line up also. Mm.
We'll keep on harassing them. I've had three meetings about this, so we'll have a fourth.
But sometimes you have to go to a higher level. When I spoke to the senator when I first bought here, got the 35 done. He was, they're very well responded to. They contacted me, but I think it's mostly talking to the local governments to not to pursue. They have to pursue the people that live around here.
Yeah.
Really, they don't care. That they just continue, and you see that with the workers that go through at 3:30, 4 o'clock, 4:30, and they fly through here, and the influx of, especially with the campsites, the young people and the out there, they have no idea what's going on here, and thank God that we haven't had anybody killed.
There was a big accident. There was a last week when I was going out on Sunday. There was a kind of like a Lincoln Cadillac. That sharp curve on the coming down the hill, and I was surprised to see the police there. I was, how did they even get there so fast?
That's not atypical to have an accident or two there every year.
If we could document the number of accidents, I'm sure the highway department has these records, and I can just send a letter saying, blah, 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 on this date, on this date.
But that's up above us. That's the
that doesn't matter. It's this whole stretch when they come.
What would be nice is when I spoke to the individuals years ago. I wanted it at the end of all state campsites, meaning going up farther on the hill here, and because there's people pulling out of there with their cars and so forth. But it's been
should be moved back beyond the boat launch site.
Yeah.
Right now you can.
Well, we were talking about doing it on my boat because they come speeding down there.
Yeah, the road.
Yeah, as far as you go, the
other direction,
if you're coming
signs
down
over
55
here now,
or 60. You're at the boat launch
at the
site
boat
where
launch
people
site,
are backing and everything.
So we probably need two of them, if you're realistic.
But the sign isn't until you almost get to the campsite.
They're caution signs.
The sign should
be
about
half
a mile up the road.
Move the signs back as far as you can, as far as they'll let you.
Yeah.
Now that we have to do that.
Right, I'll contact. Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
The 35 mile per hour sign is...
It's not a county
sign. Within spitting distance of a 25-mile-per-hour sign, which always makes me laugh. Like, which is it?
That's a different direction, lower than 35. You have to go through the county.
I think it's 25, and then it says
moving the sign, I think, it'll be easier to do that now. So, yes.
We're talking about signs. I don't know if you people know Brad Farrell in here.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Okay, Brad fell 3 weeks ago. Probably going a month now, broke his hip. The ambulance came in Lower Pont or our Twin Brooks and didn't realize how well our road is been taken care of. But they could not find Brud's house, 39 Way. There's no sign out there until you put it out this morning. We need to put some numbers on our houses. That's very important. Like I said, I am going to the fire department and they have drill night on Tuesday nights. I'm going to have them come. Guys, jump in the truck and come in and see our road.
That's awesome.
It's just we need to do something in this sort. I actually got a hold of Debbie Brooks, which I'm trying to get the 911 signs. It might be $12.50 a piece, but you know what? It's going to save someone's life or someone laying there 15 minutes longer in this situation. This is just a little thing that I've been here. This is my third summer as a I'm a transplant from Clifton Park, and these are the things. I've seen what's happened on our, signature signing on our. These people aren't looking for numbers on rocks and trees. They're really looking for these 911 signs when they came out and they're kind of trained to do that. So it's, and I'm just, it's kind of off of this, but it's
no, it's
on the agenda.
It's on the agenda, so that's good.
Okay,
you heard it earlier.
I just
I'm new to being here and so on and so forth, and but there is faces here that know me on foot and ropes. I actually maintain the road and plow it in the winter, and so I just but this is one of the things that did happen this summer, which is I feel is very important.
And people need to use the new numbers because some camps are still
the
old one. It wasn't any numbering.
We're probably one of the last ones on this road going in. Lowe's went to do a delivery for Hearts, and they thought their number was 14. Well, 14 starts way back there. Mm-hmm. Lowe's turned around and went back out.
So replace your camp numbers with actual road numbers.
How do you buy those numbers?
Well, this is where I'm trying to get.
Sure. If you find out, if you don't mind doing the research.
Yeah, well, Debbie Brooks is supposed to get back to me. I've already been to the sign shop.
Yep.
I'm trying to.
So if it finds out, hey, the signs are there, this costs X month, if you need a committee guy to help out,
she said something like $12.50, and I think that's going to be a three number, which we don't really need any more than three numbers in our, but it's just I think it's important. And then to have these guys on drill night jump in a truck and come see our road, and they should actually go see this road and every down through to see what is happening
or
in these roads.
What do you do with the fire? How do you get access to the water? How do you do all these emergency
Plans? And actually the fire department came in with the ambulance. So, and they haven't been in here in years. Right. So, I know they'd save my cellar.
Yeah.
But it's just, they're not going up my driveway because my driveway is very steep. It's just, but if they found where I am, at least they could get a hose up there or whatever. Mm-hmm. But having those 911 numbers.
So if you get that information, if you could send it to the site, Jerry could then post it for people.
Okay.
You know, we've already got a thing posted telling people you need to get the numbers out. But then that would give them also, people can get the spot.
We have a Twitter account now, so it's a link to the Twitter account. So
okay.
So we think the plan is, just to make it clear, the plan is if we get the signs and it's up to everybody to put it out front in kind of a way that you best recommend.
They will have to. You know, it's going to be the $12.50 that everyone's going to have to pay for their own sign. But you know what? We're all elderly in here. I'm not. Broad is just a little. He's just a little guy, and just by tripping and falling and breaking the hip, he had to lay there all that much longer because they're in there driving around. But I can't find their camp number. Blah blah blah. And his daughter was with him. Called me. I would have been right out there at the end of the road and got that ambulance right to him.
Yeah.
And
so let's make it easy for him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The Twin Books Drive, the entrance, is almost a blind drive because of people coming up the hill. They come around the turn, and there's Twin Books Drive entrance right there. Mm-hmm. They're coming down. The county, I would think, would have some responsibility to do some work on that shoulder at that point so that you can get in and out of that roadway. Without spinning your tires and throwing gravel almost into the pond. Whenever it rains, your water comes down the road and comes right into that roadway, and it just can't keep that up as far as keeping it filled in. So it really needs something good and solid put in there.
When they paved the road, they could have taken the extra. They don't pave that part of the line if they're done.
They may or may not pave it.
There's a right of way. It's within that right of way. And any water that goes into the road, they're responsible for it.
They have a new fellow in the county now. Supervisor.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw it. I saw that.
So we'll contact them about that. Which leads us to, we're going to do a report on road conditions.
It's a suffering agenda.
Go ahead.
I will first. I just collected $1,850 for Twin Brooks. I collected 26 last year. I've not hit everyone yet. I have Herbie Clark to start drawing next Wednesday. He does 7 loads for me per day.
Great.
So I'm going to start next week. I put a couple new culverts in. I guess I'm not going past or over you at Lincoln Pond Association.
It's private roads. It's not.
Okay, well, this
is
this is what I've done too. So, last 2 years we had no material to work with. I York rake. I have a 6 foot York rake to take care of the road. And after last year, I had material this spring. Next year it's going to be even better because I'm putting more material down. So I've collected that and. Like I said, next Wednesday we're going to start growing.
be putting down a item for, or
no, it's a crushed dome. We've actually been, it's got good binder in it, and it's a number one at the top end.
We went down to Pat Ellsworth's place last week, and you should be commended. The road is great.
Yes. Well, Pat used to take care of it, and Pat's got his, he's busy, so I've taken over basically.
Good job.
Do you have speeders now?
Pardon?
Do you have speeders?
Yeah. That's the only problem. You know, it's just to make it better, they go faster.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the problem is, too, in some of the places, dust control. So last year I did take, I had $100 at the end, and I bought calcium. Okay. I spread that throughout the road, which helped find the road also, but it kept the dust down a little bit.
Wait.
Well, last year we spent, maybe $2,800 or $3,000. I actually rented a small tractor from Taylor Rental, and we got six or eight loads of good gravel, and we spread that. Doug used his Ranger. I loaded the Ranger, and between the two of us, we managed to get it all spread out. The road's in good shape. That storm we had the other night, Tuesday night, it didn't wash out anything. It ran off, and I went out the next day thinking I was going to be filling gullies, and there weren't any gullies at all. So
we don't need these downpours.
No.
Yeah,
you two are, I bet when it rains, you're both going, oh.
I collect money from everyone. I send out a letter to everyone in the spring. And this year, I think I've gotten about $1,600. So far, I mean, there's a few that have been paid that haven't paid. So it, you know, every 2 years I spend a little bit of extra to get some loads in, and maybe if I can rent your equipment, I can.
Well, also I have my buggy, my side by side, and my York rake, but now I can come over and work and want to go back through, which it does, it does help.
Do you get there's a rake once in a while change
the
tree?
That's
the counties.
Well, we use the town, and then it started getting old, so they got a new one. So they used to keep this one going, and we would say, hey, can we just have it park it here, and we'd pull it. But they stopped maintaining that one, so
why don't they just give it to us?
I didn't even ask that.
Yeah.
Well, I have to go to the dollar.
Thank you guys for doing this.
Thank you.
We talked about dredging causeway. Do you want
to? No, we have nothing more to say.
It's not dredged yet. T-shirts, glasses.
Yay.
We've got a new assortment of shirts. We've got the dark green and the youth, extra small, and medium in youth sizes, and extra large and adult. And the long sleeve tees we have.
All the model.
Yes.
What size is that?
Medium, large, and extra large. The long sleeve tees are selling for $17. The short sleeves are $12. And we also have beautiful glasses that we just have made. Some engraved and some stamped. These are going to be $8.50 a piece, or six for $48, I believe.
Need a stand right outside the campsite.
That's what I want to do. And these are both the same. And then these are the kind of like pub glasses. And these will be selling for $6 a piece, or six for $32.
So how do we buy them?
We come out to the car. I will sell them.
We've got an alleyway over here. I like that design.
What I'm going to do tomorrow, actually, I'd like to do it after this meeting, Jerry, is take the sandwich sign that you have at the end of the road. I have a big orange thing, and put it on my dock. And I'm just going to say T-shirts for sale. For the just for today and tomorrow.
You have a float-up service.
Yes.
Yeah.
Row-up.
Row-up.
Whatever.
We have the sign. I did bring the sign back from Quinn. Here.
What was this?
Yes, I saw you bringing it, so we'll take it back.
I did, on my own initiative, sorry.
We're going to put road cleanup over.
I did do something that's called the other LP, Lincoln Pond. You always see the Lake Placid LP.
Thank you.
And I did have these made.
Oh, pretty cards.
How much are those? Where are they available?
Car, if you want. So I had to make an order down, say what the guy made it for me. But I can do that. Yes, I can.
Thank you for the card. Yeah.
So I guess people can check with him after the, at the end of the meeting and different orders
in. And this, I'll do a little profit on top, and I'll pay the teacher and whatever profit is. So.
Yeah, that's the way this works. It goes back to our general funds to the association.
So wait, you're basically saying you'd like to do that. You haven't done that yet.
No, I've done it before. They've made a little run for me. It's all they've all had it on their computer.
Okay.
All right.
But the shirt and the decal.
Yeah, well, I had tried down in Terry's downtown decal.
So you could like write a little thing and we could put it on the website so people could contact you and people could just contact you.
And then all the orders, I'll make one opportunity.
Yeah.
Three t-shirts made, you know,
for
five decals.
Okay, take a little picture of them.
Yeah.
I'll upload a picture.
I'll give it to you.
Okay.
Anything else? Any questions? Anything else?
Fish and wildlife.
What?
Fish and wildlife.
Yes, I know. Fish and wildlife reports. Anybody catch any really big ones? Sightings.
There was a big out on the beach last week.
You sure it wasn't this big?
Yeah.
I had
a
roll up in a hole.
I'm sure this is not on your agenda. Has there been any discussion at any time about running power down the Kingdom Dam Road?
It's a power company. They charge you. They will divide the cost of adding poles.
Good.
We did this because we were purchasing land.
But that wasn't NYPD.
But it's the same basic system. They'll charge you a certain amount, but they'll divide it across the number of people who tie into the power.
Darn few, though.
Yeah. How many kilos? You have to do 9 or 6 cans on
that.
Yeah.
Because they can't run it on this side of the pond.
All the way through the state.
They can't.
That's true. They won't be able to cross the state.
Right. Yeah. Why is that? That road has been there for hundreds of years, but they blocked it off.
Technically, I think that's because they cross state land already between Lord Zabo's and Maryland.
Yes.
So going another. Through another piece of state land wouldn't be any different than what they do now. So I think if you really pushed it, they could get down.
Well, they might get a waiver. They could go through DEC and APA and get a waiver.
That's an old road that was there for centuries. And they keep trying to say you can't drive vehicles through there, but I don't think they can limit you with ATVs.
Have you contacted NYSA yet?
Not really. We'd be the first camp, and we're 9/10 of a mile from the electric, from the source. Yeah. That's quite a way.
That is quite a way. Yeah. Or you just do put a little solar field out there.
Well,
shared crusher.
We installed solar on our land. We have like 30 panels of solar, so we're generating from the sun.
Yeah.
So maybe sometime we can make a presentation to those of you who are interested in getting off the grid or staying on the grid and making money. We can do that.
I got something for your information.
Yeah.
We had a sighting of a bear right above your driveway.
Really?
Oh!
Going across the road. So.
Wow.
That was last week.
Last week?
Yes. Wow. Yeah, right across that road. So,
yeah. Our driveway?
Yes.
Towards the pond.
See what you missed? You're not paying attention.
Yeah.
Our driveway?
Yeah, but above your driveway.
We've seen
down
it other years. I haven't this year.
No.
But down at Lower Pond.
Yeah.
Would I leave in my bird feeder?
I didn't see anything that big, but I saw Fisher King at the end of Lower Pond Way cruise across, just like
So it's like a cub? Because we've seen cubs other years, a little bit up the hill.
I don't know that much about bears, but I knew it was a bear.
Small or how big?
It's like that. We're running on all fours and cruising across that road.
I'll call you.
Any bass catches? Significant bass? No?
We saw loons earlier.
I saw one flying over this morning.
Mergansers.
All right, so let's see. We have a bunch of new business. The camp numbers at the end of the driveway have already been covered. There was an inquiry from Linda Ellsworth about the use of BTI against black flies, and did some research on that. North Elba is actually doing this, and there's a link to their website, their black fly management website, off of our Twitter account. So go to the website, click on Twitter, it'll take you to that information, to that link. And so if there's interest in this, we can continue to pursue. BTI is a bacterium that was developed in Israel that's been approved by the APADC. It's very targeted microorganism that's used against black flies. And there's similar things used against mosquitoes. BTH is used against mosquitoes.
So would we apply that ourselves, or would we...
No, it's just a whole program. You have to go through the whole program. But it's been approved. I mean, you don't have to go through the approval process. You just have to go through the procedural process. What?
It's not free, right?
No, it's not free. And it has to be done through the town. But, you know, I can continue. I just did a little bit of research because of Linda's inquiry about this.
Probably worth finding out more. And then is it like you put it in the water, or is it...
You put it on streams. In the streams, right. Yeah. Anybody here had a terrible time with black flies this year?
I think they were that bad this year.
Compared to the old days, they're not that bad.
If there is interest in this, just contact me.
A week or two with the netting.
We are planning.
We'll get see if there's interest.
They can contact. Is there interest? Do you want me to pursue?
See you next year.
If there is,
that's got to be done in the fall, correct?
I'll get more information.
Yeah,
come on, I'll get more information, and we can put it on the website on that, at this point, and we can continue this discussion. The picnic, we tentatively scheduled it for August 16th. Debbie, you want to talk about that?
This came up at our meeting. Years ago, we used to have this meeting, and it would be like a picnic and then the meeting. And so, because we have some funds, is Jeff still here?
I'm charging for the picnic.
We thought that maybe we could do a picnic this year if there was interest amongst the organization. And, you know, we could supply hot dogs and hamburgers, and then people could bring side dishes and just have a Lake Association get-together. I talked with the campsite, and I kind of went back and forth about whether we could do that, how much it would cost. And, you know, I think we could get a deal if we have, you know, I need to tell them firm numbers, but we probably could get, like, a bus rate. So that wouldn't cost us that much. And they would put out tables. He said they have a nice big grill there now we could use, and they'd bring out trash cans. You know, they'd set it up for us. So if there's an interest, you know, We had tentatively picked August 16th. So is that something people are interested in? So let's, like, a show of hands. How many would actually come?
I'm not sure I'm here.
Depends on what kind of food we get. Right. Lamb? Beer? Yes? Wine? What's it take?
We simply supply the meat and everybody would like to share.
What's the 16th? I don't have
Saturday. Which day would be better? You know, so how many did you count?
I didn't count very carefully. So people were tentative and raising their hands.
How about I'll put a sheet out at the end of the meeting on the back table and sign up so I can get a count, and we'll also, you know, tell neighbors, and we'll put on the website so within the next 2 weeks I kind of would need to know a count. And we'll give
it a
count.
We need a rain date.
Oh, yeah.
If it rains, you don't want to be at the campsite.
No, well, I agree.
What?
It's the summer, it's
going
away from that date.
It's either that date or no date.
Yeah, like, or something like that.
If it's a rainy day, we come here.
Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah. We'll have to crawl over Nancy's dead body.
Yeah.
I guess that'd be fun.
Oh, do they have a grill?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what are we talking?
I think we can probably get the use of this thing for $35.
And how about the food?
Well, we'll shop.
We'll shop.
We're good shoppers.
$35. You kind of need to have a. We would kind of need to have a pretty firm head count.
Right. I need that in a couple weeks anyway to talk. Talk with them at the campsite.
All right.
So that's why I want people to sign up and then spread the word and have them go on and they can email to the Lincoln Pond. Or is our number there?
We can put it there. We can make the call.
Just get the names to me within a couple weeks, I think it'd be a nice tradition to read. It used to be nice.
Can we put a picnic sign out, like on the sandwich thing? Like, we're having a picnic, want to come? Or something?
We're having sailboat races.
You're having sailboat races?
Oh. Yeah.
I'll get the wisp out.
Sailboat races. We'll take you on.
Kayak flotilla.
Spilly Cruise ready.
Well, I need a handicap.
All right, so we'll select the names, and it'll be the notices. We'll also send out emails about this.
Oh, actually, yeah, we can send out on the email to everybody that we have emails from.
Okay. I already said this, but we do have the Twitter account. I already announced that.
That's it, people.
I think. Okay. Is there any other business that you folks have that we should add to the agenda? Yeah.
Has anyone seen the assessor around?
I heard that they don't have an assessor right now.
Someone from the assessment department was on Lincoln Pond Road.
Okay.
Talked to Judy's brother, and I saw him by the Grattans and so forth.
Did everyone get sized up last year? Because they did our road last year.
Oh, okay.
Ours went down.
But they came in and sized up all the houses, the property, and so on and so forth. So I don't know if they came through here or not. Went down to ours.
I went out on grievance day and I just wandered in. I didn't have an appointment or anything, and they weren't busy. And I spoke to the supervisor and to the assessor just to find out what they were doing, because I got a notice of a change in assessment, and I wanted to know if it was townwide or whatever. He said, "No, the state had kicked back on the prices at Lincoln Pond being too high."
Thank you.
And that they had made some minor adjustments to deal with that state issue.
Right.
So it wasn't a thing.
Has any property sold on Lincoln Pond last year?
Yes, there's two down here that have sold. And the Kettler's place, and the, I don't know, I mean, I haven't looked up what they sold.
The Zillow is, on Zillow, they said that the values have gone up.
How have they gone up?
They were down.
the
1%ers.
Yeah. The one up here, they're building. No, you know, right? This year, they're just putting it in the frame.
The assessor in town, I thought he was just reelected. David.
Galarno?
Yes.
Yeah, he's just single.
He said that they assess. Well, they're going to actually do the town this summer. Yeah. Assess the town, but they said everything went up. I went up
$25,000. Oh.
I built a garage, but I don't know. But they are comparing other homes. I don't know how they can compare other homes to ours here, because everyone on this lake is different. Everyone's blueprints are right here. No one built their house with blueprints. Maybe some of the new houses today, but everyone's is in their head. And my house was in my head. But it's just the how they can compare any of these houses to anyone else's. I don't know how.
Well, I think if you're on the water, they were charging a couple of years ago $200 a foot.
Ryan was assessed a couple of years ago.
They break it into land, and that's the bulk of it. And then the building, they kind of chunk it into macro level chunks, so it's maybe
square foot size and stuff like that.
Well, they get you more out of the footage of the, exactly, instead of the $50 a square foot.
Right. And it's those people that have a peninsula that are...
Oh, yeah, now they have a peninsula. Thank you, Irene.
Or Jim's brother, didn't you? All of a sudden, he had more land.
Beach.
Thanks, Irene. My taxes went up.
Not, well, did his
frontage
go up?
No, they didn't.
They
said
it
was
just his land. Yeah. They knew he had nothing to do with it.
Right, exactly. It looks nice, though.
His went down.
His went down?
But his investment was like $7,000 or
$8,000. Yeah, to repair, you know, to do all the
work. Oh, yeah, to repair that himself?
Himself.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Himself.
Didn't that come off the county road?
No county.
Oh, yeah, right.
It didn't matter.
How much did it cost? $700,000 to repair that?
$7,000.
Oh, $7,000.
Now, he spoke about the size of this box culvert here.
Yeah.
Now, and you said they have to have a study and so on and so forth. Did they
have
a study?
Well, you have to get permits.
Did they have a study when they put that one in?
No.
They just did it. So this is where, you know, and I think before it was a fight, and box culverts are the fastest way of building a road. In Mineville, we saw what happened there, but they popped that in 2 days.
Yeah, because they had a waiver.
Right. Yeah. But now, in this situation, though, it, like he said, so much dirt came down off that mountain, mm-hmm, that it just, it did silt everything. Shorty Cross, if you saw his place after this, he had, yes, we picked rocks for, and you know, we lost, we don't know if a beaver dam had broke up top of the hill and gave him that big flush to take out, hit a pipe on his property, which was, mm-hmm, a small bridge, and so on and so forth. FEMA helped a little bit, but you got 30 inches of water in your house, you just never get rid of that. But the stones that, you know, now his whole front of his place is all muck. And it was very, you could walk out probably 25 feet, and it was decent. Now it's all muck. You know, it's just, and like he said, this is all silt now that's gained from a storm like that, and it's, which, you know, can't be helped.
Right. That's not a flush out.
Exactly.
And on vegetation, Shorty also said that he is seeing some plant life in the pond that he'd never seen before since the hurricane.
Right.
Apparently,
I wonder if they do. Do they ever do dredging of ponds like this? Like after that, they go in and kind of dredge out the silt and stuff and all that.
Well, then you got to worry about a study again.
Oh, that'd be
for 6 months of study.
They're not going to. It's so expensive. I mean, that's what he said about around the causeway. The cost. They're not going to dredge.
Right. But having a study before they do it, you know, they just went right and did that old box over bang. A day's time, but they could put a wider one if they needed to. A deeper one. Yep.
Well, we'll work on getting that thread first.
Yep.
And then we'll move forward and see if they can do it.
I'm just saying, you know, we're here in a situation where they just came in and did it, you know, shut the road down for a day and did it. And
this is a tough road. Yeah.
But that's because they gave them waivers to
right,
repair.
Yeah.
And then as soon as...
Should have done it right after Irene.
Yeah.
And one
next
one
storm, let's everybody get out of the sledgehammer, just bust that up.
Yeah.
That's the beginning of hurricanes. Anything else?
I just want to add to that, Jerry. Someone from the private contractor who was working on the road said that box culvert was totally inadequate that was put in by Fernandez.
Uh-huh.
Apparently there was a 6 foot and they put it was a 4 foot and they put a 6 foot in and he said it should have been a 10 foot.
Yeah. That's the one at the bottom of the
right at the bottom, yeah.
Well, it'll go next time.
Yeah.
Darwinism.
Well, went once, it'll go again.
Anything else?
Guys, there's juice, coffee, and
agenda.
Food. Please get some refreshments.
Make sure you go out to
Superman.
Yeah, well,